And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to another edition of Move It Forward Monday, where we acknowledge that life has its ups, its downs, its twists, its turns, its uh-ohs and oh shits, but that's not stopping us. Here on Reinvention Radio and Move It Forward Monday, we talk about both the philosophical and tactical tips that'll take whatever it is you're trying to accomplish and move it forward. I am your host, Richard Gauthier.
What's up, Richie?
And I'm here with Steve Ulscher. No Mary today. She's out saving the world, which we love and we thank. Hopefully you're getting a chance to listen, Mary. So thanks for doing your good while we're here playing out of the rain. So today we're going to talk about breaking the cycle, breaking the loop, I call it. And you've heard me say before, I always have my little strange Richieisms. We're just a sack of chemicals that thinks about thinking, right? And even though my old logic college teacher would crush me for calling this logic, I think we have it a destructive circular loop of logic and a constructive circular loop. So when I say that, and by the way, I'm doing this because you said you were more confused when I said that last time that I said, let's just make a whole episode about it.
Nice.
Confuse him even more.
Yay.
So the key, though, in breaking the loop is first noticing what you're thinking about. And then the harder part, but the most important part, is noticing how you think about what you're thinking. Right? So now let's go over the loop so you kind of get the idea.
Uh-huh.
So you have we'll do the negative one. So there's some form of an aha moment that takes place. You're watching someone says something, and someone's talking about something that life could be this easy. So if you have the circular, destructive circular logic loop, it would be life can't be that easy.
Mm-hmm.
If life was that easy, everyone would do what they want. Most people don't do what they want. Therefore, life's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
If life's not that easy, then it's hard. If life's hard, then it can't be that easy. Right? So, like, again, it's not true logic, but that's the subconscious. It doesn't think in logic. Mm. Right? So here's the constructive one, which, again, kind of goes more towards the Pollyanna side, but
mm-hmm.
we're trying to find the happy medium in this.
Mm-hmm.
But if it kind of goes with the law of attraction thing. You see more of what it is you're putting your attention towards anyway, bottom line. You want to get a new car,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking about that car, you see more of that car on the road. So the constructive one is life can't be that simple. If life could be that simple, if life was that simple, then more people would do what they want. If more people do what they want, then more people will think life is simple. Therefore, life is pretty simple. if life is simple, then it's not hard. If life is not hard, then life can be that simple. Right? Again, so you kind of...
Wait, this was supposed to help me...
No, so watch.
Get clearer.
So the bottom line in both of these things is, what's the routine mm-hmm. in your thinking?
Mm-hmm.
What's the routine that's going on? Are mm-hmm. you... Because neither one of those are true logic. None of those things that led to the next thing is truly, like, that's not logic. That's why I made the comment in the beginning. My college logic teacher would be like, dude, you're making it worse for people. But the subconscious isn't doing that, right?
Yeah.
If you look at every single person from Tony Dungy to in football to anyone who's broken people's patterns, what's the phrase that people say? Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. Right. So mm-hmm. you have certain thoughts that lead to certain feelings, that lead you to certain actions, that lead to certain results.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're wanting to break the loop, so to speak, you don't break the cue. Like, so if we're thinking of talking about habits, basically, you don't break the cue and you don't change the reward. You change the routine. The key is always, so go back to Hal.
Mm-hmm.
His idea, Hal Elrod, that Miracle Morning. What he saw was breaking the routine of just waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how his life changed just when he woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, putting a different routine in.
Yeah.
Because if you change the cue or if you change the reward, it messes with the brain because those are familiar things. You want familiar thing at the beginning, familiar thing at the end. So let's think of something in your life. What was something that you used to do that you were able to change? And I bet you if we deconstruct it, we'll see something there. But I don't want to lead mm-hmm. you down a path. I want to you just pick something.
Yeah.
What was it something you did that you changed that you're now happier about?
Oh, happier about.
or you can, we can do it both ways, but we might be doing this.
Have you met me?
Studying the negative loop instead.
So, because I was going down the negative loop. Imagine that. So, I was thinking about it, like, I broke the pattern of working out, right? Like, I haven't worked out consistently in a long time. I mean, probably 3-4 years, I haven't worked out consistently. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when I was working out, I felt pretty good. And there was definitely a correlation between not working out and being depressed. As a matter of fact, I think I read a stat that said that you have an 80% higher, there was an 80% higher likelihood of being depressed if you're not working out than compared to people who are. Mm-hmm. So that would be a negative example.
You know, part of that, by the way,
yeah,
it could just be the routine itself,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, is it because they worked out or is it because they got up and got out and did something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, this is part about diving deeper. A lot of times when people think it's the thing they want, it's the thing behind the thing. So
yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, and on a more positive front, I one of the things that that we've done is more cooking at home, right? Which in and of itself is like, oh, Steve, it's not a big deal. You know, people cook at home all the time. Well, we weren't, and if we did cook, it was like throwing a pizza, you know, or make like, you know, eggs or, you know, just something simple. But we've been doing more cooking together as a family. And so we call our Mondays Homemade Mondays. And nice. We create homemade food. And there's some leftovers, we eat it during the week, whatever. But at least Mondays is definitely like our homemade Mondays. And that's a new thing. And that's something we weren't doing before. I mean, we would, you know, like I said, do some cooking. But this is more like full on from scratch. Let's do something decent and have a nice family meal. And the kids help and the whole nine. Mm. Is that a good example?
Yeah. And they both, if you think about it for a second, there was both something there that you changed the routine. It was the routine you changed because you obviously ate before.
I am not shy about eating.
Right?
Yes.
So let's kind of deconstruct both of those. What changed? What was the routine that changed in your life that kept you from working out like you were?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the routine that led to the positive change of the Monday?
So let's start with the exercise. The routine that changed was I convinced myself that it was taking too much time. Got to go there, got to do the workout, got to get dressed, cleaned up, the whole nine, come back. So, I mean, it's like a, you know, it's a two and a half hour proposition. Who's got that kind of time, mm-hmm. right? So, and then the other side of it was, I think that the exercise itself that I was doing, which was Brazilian jiu-jitsu, as I aged, it became harder and harder to participate in that particular sport because it's very taxing. And I have enough physical issues as it is. And so when I was younger, I could do that sport without a lot of issue. And now I look at a mat and I get hurt. Just look at it.
just
look at it and I get hurt.
You get a sprained ankle as soon as you look at it.
Right, exactly. And so,
So one of the things I would say is, right, so go back to the Arisaka Chemicals Think About Thinking. So you go, here I am, I'm having this thought of I want to go to the gym. The routine was to get in the car and go to the gym. If you stop, drop, give 20 right there, right, you got a chance at actually starting that process of that routine, possibly getting back to the gym. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look at the outcome as much. Think about back to Dan Miller when we were talking. Don't worry about having that outcome B, I need to be at the gym for me to be improving my physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
Your reward of being in better condition has nothing to do with going to that gym. It has to do with you getting up, you moving, you eating better, you doing all these other things.
Yeah.
So in just not being in locked into the routine of I need to be at the gym, literally in that moment, do one push-up.
Mm-hmm.
Do two push-ups. Pick a number. It doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
right? And then in the – so, okay. So that's an example. We only got a couple minutes left. So in – what was the routine that changed the homemade cooking?
Yeah, it was a desire to do more things together as a family and, of course, then eat better as a result. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so – and it sounds like you're doing more things as a family
and
that change in routine. So you can see how the destructive one
mm-hmm.
with not going to the gym and not adding a new routine
mm-hmm.
led you to just not go to the gym. The positive one where you've made the new routine, you're spending more time and you're getting the rewards you want.
Yeah.
So in general, don't get too attached as to what the outcome is. If you don't like what the outcome is, do something different. Get up. Drink a tea instead of a coffee. Go left instead of right at the corner on the way to work. Doesn't matter. Just change it up. Change up the routine. Thanks again for tuning in to Move It Forward Monday. Until next time, keep whatever you got going. Move it forward.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.